Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today as we go through the process of there and our favor walk of and our journey with the Lord. This is a place in a process where we're on a journey of faith, that if we have the faith of Abraham, we're going to see God not only give us the promises of salvation through Jesus Christ, but also the things that come in the covenant of, along with Abraham. But it's also a place of our making, where we're being made to believe God for the impossible, made to believe God for the things that he's allowing us to grab and see in the spirit, but now manifest in the earth by faith, to walk in a place where we are able to decree and declare as kings and priests and see God's power and life move in our life in a greater dimension, in a greater way. So I'm so thankful for all of those who are joining me from different platforms and hearing this broadcast of encouragement and this 15-minute empowerment. Today, we're just going to talk about the Word of God and believing God's Word. There are circumstances and things that come in our life to try to make us sway from the place of believing God and trusting Him, life itself. And then even as we look at the pandemic and all the things that are going on around the world and concerning injustice and equality for lives, and we see how sometimes we wonder about the Word of God being performed in our lives and performed in us in different situations. But this is a time when you cannot back away from the Word of God. You have to stand, know that God's Word is true and that it will come to pass, that it will manifest, that God is not a liar and he's not a God that does not have the strength or the power or the authority to do what he says, that he is a God that is able to make every endowment of his word, his life and truth manifest in your life and perform in the way that he said. He's a God that will never, ever lose any power or strength. And as we trust him and believe him, we're going to see that demonstration and that life and that truth move in our life like never before. I'm going to look at, we've always read the scripture, but I'm going back to it, in Jeremiah 29 and 11. And this is what it says in the Message Bible. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not to abandon you, plans to give you a future and your hope. And when you understand that God is saying, you don't have to worry that my plans are going to lead you to a place of disaster. My plans are going to lead you to a place of good. And it's going to be plans that I've already thought about concerning you, plans that I have the power and the authority to perform in your life, plans to make my divine will move and work in your life the way that I've orchestrated, that your future and your hope is going to be everything that I say, that I want you to keep going to the place where you are going to live in the place of manifesting everything that God says and knowing that as you do, it's going to work for your good. 9 and 11. And as you read that scripture yourself, you're going to see that God is going to make that more plain to you and make it manifest in you even greater, because that scripture lets you understand that God is working on you. He has a plan for your life that is going to make you go into the place where you're going to see the greatness of his power more and more and more. It's not a plan that's going to leave you to a disastrous place. It's not a plan that's going to leave you bankrupt. It's not a plan that's not going to allow you to produce what God has said or be what God has told you. It's a plan that God has already thoughtfully thought out. It's a plan that God has already looked over and looked at every possibility or every obstacle that would ever try to come to refute his word or stop his word in your life from manifesting. God now comes and says, I'm going to make this happen because I'm God. I'm going to make this word that I've spoken, these thoughts that I've spoken concerning you, manifest my divine will because I'm God. I'm not going to leave you in a place where you cannot see me moving or you can't understand my plan or leave you confused. You're always going to know that I'm working, even when it doesn't look like is coming together, working together for your good. God is not that kind of God who doesn't have power. He's not dead. He's not limited. He's all-powerful, all-wise, all-knowing, all-seeing God. He's omnipresent everywhere at the same time. He's that God, and he knows exactly where you are, what you're going through, what you're facing. And as we trust him and believe him and walk in faith, we see the demonstration of his power moving in us, through us like never before. It is a time where you're going to see and understand how to trust God God, when everything around you and the odds around you and the culture around you is saying the opposite, God's word is going to show up and perform mightily in your life. And you don't have to figure this out. You don't have to figure out how he's going to do. He's God, and he knows exactly how to do and work his word to perform it in your life, to produce what he wants in your life and for you. Isaiah 55, 8 through 11 says, I don't think the way that you think. The way that you work isn't the way that I work. God's decree. For all the skies, as the sky soars high above earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as the rain and the snow descend in the sky and does not go back, it's watered the earth, producing seed for the farmer and food for the hungry, so will the word that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I have for them. God is letting us understand that we can trust his word and we can rely on him and we can trust his word because his word is true. We hear all the time that God's truth and his word makes and set us free. And what he's telling us is, I've sworn by myself. My word is true because it comes from me. It flows from me. I breathe into my word. I breathe every attribute of myself, all my power, all my life, everything that I am into the word, and I made it alive. I made it have the authority and the ability to go forth and perform every single act that I've sent it out to do. I've made sure that it cannot and will not return back to me unaccomplished, empty handed, not bearing the fruit that I said, because my word is true. It is all that I am. It is who I am. I am the truth. I cannot lie or deny myself. I am that God, and I stand on my word, and I stand in my power, and I perform because I'm God. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the light. And we operate and see that truth in us through his grace. And so as we understand and we receive that grace and that trust and that truth of God's word, and we believe God's report and we believe what he says concerning us, knowing that he can't fail, he cannot lie to us, and he will not never, ever, ever not be God. He sits forever enthroned throughout all eternity. He's able to back up his word and back up his will, and know as he does this, we're going to see the manifestation of all that we're praying in spirit in the earth. All he's spoken to us manifests in our lives, because this is what we have to understand. When you treat God or handle God as if he's a human being, as he's someone who's hurt you or dropped you or neglected you or failed you, and you take that with God, it is hard for you to trust his word. It is hard for you to believe him, because you think he's going to treat you as if a human with a human character has treated you. And he wants you to understand, my thoughts are not even like man's, because I made man. My ways are not even like yours, because man is limited and I'm unlimited. What I do is far surpassing, greater than anything that you could ever, ever imagine. I'm the God that created the heavens and the earth. No one else could do what I've done. No one else can perform the way I've performed. No one else can save you. No one else can send his son to pay the price for you. And the price that he paid is and has been enough to redeem humanity from now to all eternity. He's that God. He's that kind of God, that his word is Alpha and Omega, is spinning now, making sure that it reproduces over and over and over again to what he said when he said, let there be. That when it gets to the end of its course, it finds itself again, because Alpha shows up. The beginning shows up. And so it must be what he says until he speaks something else and something else transpires. So the same God is telling you, I will do what I said for your life, in your life. Trust me, believe me, walk by faith, not by sight. Know that I will not disappoint you, that I will show up and I will provide for you and I will make a way for you and I will be the portion for you and I will be that extended yada, that extended hand of you. I will be your help, your very present help. I will be the one who speaks to you and solves problems for you as you come to me. I'll give you strategies. I'll give you help. I'll make sure that you're covered and protected in my blood, that the angels of the Lord will be encamped around you because you believe my report. Align yourself to me, align your will to me, and don't try to step outside of that, and know that I am a God that is faithful to do all that I promise, and he is that God. We don't always understand how God is working. Our minds can never comprehend all of that, but I know this. He has never failed me in all the years that I've been with him. He's always been there, and when he shows up to perform, and he shows up in time, and the time that he shows up is not always my time. It's the time that he shows up to do the miraculous, and he does it because he is God. He's always made sure that I never went hungry or I was never outdoors. He's always made sure that there was clothes on my back, that I had the necessities of what I've needed, and then even beyond. And he's been faithful to be the healer of my life, the healer of my body, the healer of my soul. And he keeps growing me in grace and his knowledge, that as I begin to apply the word of truth and walk by faith and worship him and adore him and trust him and believe him and read his word and decree it and declare it, I'm seeing transformation. I'm seeing change. I'm seeing lives being delivered and set free. I'm seeing great things happen. And he's the same God. He's the same God. He's not partial to anyone. But if you call on his name and believe his report, if you receive him and accept him, he will be that same God to you, and even greater. It is according to your faith. Can you believe that God holds your world, your life in his hands, and that he will not fail you, and that he's able to be trusted because he's faithful, because he's reliable, and you can depend on him to perform what he said in your life, that the will of him will be done as you submit yourself to him. And the place of submission is something that the enemy does not want you to do. He didn't submit himself to God, so he doesn't want anyone to submit themselves to God, because that means that you let go of your will and you rely on God. You depend on him. You trust him. You're not rebelling against him, but you believe that what he said he's able to do, that he's able to show up and be the I am of your life, be the one that's able to come in and do exceedingly abundantly far above what you ask, think, or even imagine. That is God, and he's able to do it when you rely and depend on him and lean not to your own understanding. You can't figure out how he's going to bring you through. You can't figure out the door he's going to work and open for you. You can't figure out how he's going to bless you and how he's going to heal and deliver and how he's going to save family members or save someone that you know. But you trust and believe and know that he will do it, that he holds the world in his hand, and he's moving it all according to his will and his plan and his purpose. And as long as you trust him, you will not be ashamed, because he shows up when you least expect it. And even in your night season, he gives you hope. He lets you know, I'm your hope. Take courage. I'm your hope. I'm your wonderful counselor. I know what I'm doing. And even in your night season, don't cease to bless him. Don't cease to love him. Don't cease to praise him. Don't cease to know that he is God and that he's in control. Let your worship tell him that you love him. Let your praise tell him that you love him. Let your faith tell him that you love him and that you believe him and that you will follow him and do as he's telling you to do, because he holds your future. He knows what's going to happen. We don't. But we trust that everything will work together for the good, regardless of this pandemic or what is going on around us in the culture or what we're facing in the economy or even in our personal life. God is still God, and he's in control. And I trust him because I know that he will never fail and he will never, ever disappoint. He will do what he said, because the whole world is still standing. And he said, if I fail to do what I said, I'll trade places with you. And because the world is still standing, he still sits enthroned forever, because he's holding up this world and everything that we don't even understand according to his divine power. And he's operating and doing it because he's in control. And he's in control even when we don't understand what's happening. He's still in control, and we're going to trust him and believe him. I hope that you've been empowered. I hope that you've been strengthened and that you've been encouraged to know that God is going to work this out for good and that you can trust his word because he's going to make sure that it goes forth to perform and do exactly what he says and never return to void, that his thoughts towards you are not of disaster, but the expected place you're expected in, which is expected and permanent victory that is eternally. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll be back again to empower you on Favor Life, the process of there. Have a blessed day.